the man who invented the internet. No, not that guy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, I'm David Brancaccio with the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. The man knighted by the Queen for inventing the World Wide Web wants his creation to be neutral. I spoke with British computer scientist Tim Berners-Lee at the South by Southwest Interactive Festival now going on in Austin, Texas. Berners-Lee takes the view that internet service companies should not have a say over the nature of the data that flows through networks. This includes the brand new copyright alert system in which five American internet companies are now patrolling for illegal pirated content and issuing warnings to customers. Berners-Lee is not a fan.
Not at all. The World Wide Web should be a blank sheet of paper, and the internet service providers, their duty is to get me bits in, bits out. If the police want to come and arrest me for doing something illegal, then the police have to come and arrest me for doing something illegal. But it's not the job of an internet service provider to be, in this case, not just the police, but then also the judge and the jury.
Is your argument that if a person owns a big road, a highway, even if it's a private toll road, they shouldn't get to pick what kind of cars are on that road?
Yes, if you like. If you buy a road, if you decide who you're going to pay to put the road down, it shouldn't mean suddenly that having decided who you're going to buy the road from, then that means they continually control what sort of traffic is allowed on it.
Often what internet service providers and other telecoms argue is, we're going to keep the network neutral, but we're going to build a super-duper fancier version of it for our customers that we would like to oversee more closely. Does it make it more acceptable if it's essentially an add-on?
Absolutely not. Obviously, if you the way the internet works, the blank sheet of paper works quite well. Anybody can put up a website. Anybody can write a program to invent a new thing like the World Wide Web. So there's a huge possibility of innovation in the future for designing things just as I designed the web. That works because the internet says nothing about, it's got nothing to say about what it's being used for. If you build a special internet, which is specially designed, basically like a cable network, it's just a thing which will deliver movies from a cable company to your TV, then this is not the basis for innovation.
Now, I know you're the father of so much of this, but beyond that, why is this an issue that you hold so dear?
So to start with, for business, you really use the internet to produce an open market. And in a way, perhaps more dear to me for the future, is democracy. We need to be able to find ways of governing ourselves in peace. We need to be able to find ways of coming to agreements with people in other countries and in other cultures about what we're going to do with the planet and how we're, for example, going to solve global warming. For that, we need a very strong democracy. Democracy involves people being informed, being able to communicate, being able to hold each other accountable, and all that absolutely depends on the neutral internet.
Tim Berners-Lee, thank you very much.
My pleasure.